Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast, a place to discuss pain, passion, and pursuits.
Yes, yes. I want to feel alive.
Breathe.
Make some moves.
Protect the throne. This is Sexy Freedom Media Podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast. It's your host, Helen Edwards. Thank you for joining me on this minisode, where you can get your quick little snack of inspiration and empowerment throughout your week. So this morning in our sexy, successful, and soul-fed Facebook group, I posted some statistics I had read from a 2023 Zipia article about the percentile of millionaires in the U.S. It read, 33% of U.S. millionaires are women. 76% of millionaires in the U.S. are white. 8% of millionaires in the U.S. are black. 8% of millionaires in the U.S. identify as Asian. 7% of millionaires in the U.S. identify as Hispanic or Latino. 5% of millionaires in the U.S. identify as Native American. This is important information because we live in a time where we can all become millionaires and break generational curses and pass down generational wealth if we choose. As a Latina and Indigenous woman, this really spoke to me. I came from a poverty and scarcity mindset. The idea of becoming a millionaire never seemed like a dream worth chasing because it was never a conversation in our home. In fact, the only representation of becoming a millionaire or anything that would come close was the idea of winning the lottery. I remember the first time I said out loud, I want to become a millionaire. It was hella strange. And honestly, I didn't believe one word of it. But it was a good start to take towards the steps in breaking my old programming about money. I started to really believe it when my actions and achievements were starting to align with my new beliefs of abundance and prosperity flowing into my life. It seemed as if I was progressing on the attracting money scale, but as fast as money came, money went. Each year, I was wondering, where did all my money go? I thought I was doing good with it. I mean, I was investing in marketers, website designers, editors, virtual assistants, events, and all the things that I thought were making my business grow. So where is the financial growth? Where is the financial gains? Now, for some, they were flourishing and raking in the money like crazy. And for a small amount of time throughout each year, it was for me too, but still not at the level I truly desired. I began to step back and look at the signs around me. Here I was, always talking about money, investing, and generational wealth, yet my products, offers, and services weren't matching up with my words. Aha, aha. What a wake up. This put me at a crossroad and actually gave me the opportunity to adjust and choose what direction I wanted to go with this new awareness. So I chose the financial road. Or should I say, the financial road chose me. See, the universe knew exactly what was going on and why I wasn't in alignment with my millionaire goals. See, it works like this. You are on a path alongside people who are on that same path. But your goal is to get on another path. But there is a huge canyon between the path you're on and the path you want to transition on. There are a few ways to get there. Hike, fly, or take a bridge across. If you hike, it's going to take a quite a bit of time, energy, and lessons learned along the way. If you fly, It's faster, but of course you will need some help getting there by someone who has the expertise to pilot. Now, if you take a bridge, you've got to find the bridge. And that may take, you know, a second. And that may be by asking others who know where the bridge is located. The reason I'm sharing this story is because I spent so many years being the hiker and paying for pilots when I just needed someone to point me to the bridge. Now that I'm a financial strategist and retirement specialist, I am the bridge for so many people. I'm the bridge that I was once seeking. Ask yourself this. What does attracting abundance truly mean to you? What does financial freedom mean to you? And what does retirement look like for you? I'll never forget the words my mom said to me while she was slowly preparing to pass with terminal cancer. She said with sadness, "I never got to finish my Earthship home, the place I was trying to build and leave for you girls. All that hard work for nothing. Ugh." It left such a sadness in my heart because I kept thinking, if I was a millionaire, I would have built that home for her. If she had learned about financial growth when she was younger, she would have been a millionaire and built the home herself. She was only 63 years young when she passed. See, money does matter. For anyone who says it doesn't, has never worried about where their next meal would come from. It's totally okay to say, I want to become a millionaire, or I want to be rich, or I want to be wealthy. The meaning and amount is different for all of us because we all have a different picture of what that looks like. But when you hear someone say it, any of these words, cheer them on, especially women, because the playing field is not the same for us all, hence the statistics from earlier. Know that when you decide to attract abundance and prosperity, the world of investing is going to knock at your door. Don't be surprised by this. See, the financial industry is the industry where wealth prospers. When money begins to flow into your life, it wants to grow, especially if you are backing it by the matching vibration of abundance and prosperity. This is probably why you'll begin to see posts, stories, reels, books, and signs all around you with the language of finances written all over it. You will attract people in your life who specialize in these areas. This doesn't mean you stop doing what you love or leave your career or stop running your business. But it's important that you don't let these signs scare you. No, in fact, it's important that you become aware that this is your sign to level up and learn the language of money. Yes, boss queen, boss king, yes. Remember, there is no competition. I hope we all make it. I hope we all break generational curses and build generational wealth. Thank you for listening to this quick minisode. If you are seeking to speak with someone about your own financial growth or retirement plan, click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free 10-minute, sales-free phone call with me. If this show has inspired you in any way, please leave us a written review on iTunes or a 5-star review on Spotify. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page at Sexy Freedom Media. You can also support our show by buying us a coffee, link in the show notes. Don't forget to grab your copy of my best-selling book, Rated R, X for Adult Language, Nothing Sexier Than Freedom, available on Amazon and Audible. Again, thank you for listening. Hope you have a wonderful week. Muchas gracias. Ahia.
Want to hear more?
Visit us at sexyfreedommedia.com.